This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and it is yet another live Sunday edition of the program. You can join us here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
I'm Laurel.
And I'm Mark.
So welcome aboard to our listeners in Norfolk, Virginia, WNIS.
NIS is on Sundays.
They are now on Sunday nights as of the end of the Bob Brinker Money Talk show, which expired a few weeks ago.
Congratulations, Lauren. You're famous now.
Your name's Laurel, Mark. You might want to get that right.
Oh, that's
okay,
Lauren,
Matt.
Now.
So, yes, so you can join us here. It's Free Talk Live. If you're new to the show, it's an open phones show, meaning that we will take your calls about absolutely anything that you want to discuss. And our audience in Norfolk has always been very, very participatory. Of course, the station's also a monster, I think 50,000 watt AM station. You can check me on that if you want, Mark, but I'm pretty sure they're 50 kilowatt. Which is a big one. That's as big as an AM station can legally be in the United States, according to the FCC. And we've been on WNIS on Saturday nights for a very long time. I think
5,000 day and night.
Only five?
It's a big
Must
station.
Be because it's so low on the dial or whatever, 790. They're a monster signal. They're the top station there in the area as far as talk radio is concerned, and it's an honor to be on there, and I'm grateful that the folks behind the scenes chose Free Talk Live for their Sunday nights, because, well, we are live, and that means we'll take your calls. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got our Discord on-air call-in lines. If you want to sound way better than regular callers, you can join our Discord server. Go to discord.lrn.fm. I saw you in there, the last week or so? Laurel, you jumped in. And
you gave me a lecture about I should be going on Discord to contact you.
Well, if you're calling in, I mean, you ought to, because then you sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It's that level of a difference. So on the way here tonight, Mark, you've got a story about some crypto billionaire guy who, cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, that he's planning on building some sort of a Bitcoin oasis in the middle of Nevada, apparently.
Yeah, that's the idea.
So we'll hear more about that. Plus, according to BusinessInsider.com, a Washington state lawmaker who moonlights as a wannabe theocrat has stumbled into FBI scrutiny over a how-to guide that he wrote on killing non-believers and establishing a Christian theocracy. Five-term Washington State Representative Matt Shea.
That is one of the strangest sentences I've heard all week. Please, go ahead.
It's a different news story here. I actually got it from the Discord channel. Jackie, who is one of our co-hosts on the air, she's actually in there. She posted it. So anyway, five-term state rep Matt Shea has been circulating a manual for a holy war in the United States.
Wow.
According to the Seattle Times, the four-page document titled Biblical Basis for War goes point by point over how a Christian theocratic movement could and should exterminate its opposition in a battle to win a hypothetical holy war.
For it to do that, it would no longer be a Christian theocracy. It would then be this guy's new religion that has perverted Christianity.
What you're saying is Jesus wouldn't lead a holy war?
That's right.
Because he's, you know, supposed to be the Prince of Peace.
He's already the king, right? You don't need a holy war. His kingdom is in heaven. This guy wants to kill a bunch of people and send them there. This is just a maniac.
Yeah, he's psycho.
There's crazies everywhere in every group.
And he's in government.
Every Christian should disavow everything this guy says because of the fundamentals of what he's saying.
But, you know, I mean, I bring this up also because there's been a lot of talk, not just on this show, but just sort of generally, that people have been talking about this idea of a civil war.
Yeah.
There's people out there.
They've been doing that for years, though. I mean,
yeah, but I hear it more now.
Who are the sides?
Well, that's one of the questions that I've asked, and people don't really have a real clear answer.
They don't want to say.
Or they don't know. They just feel like people are more split now than they've ever been.
They are very, very split.
Well, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and what I was saying was I don't think that it's going to be civil war in terms of half the country against half the country. I think rather it would be some insurgent factions creating violence, small groups of people on either side, just making things difficult for everybody else, but that it could turn to violence.
We got that, right? I mean,
yeah,
you know,
I think we do, actually. And it would get worse.
At the outset, Shay's Holy Army would issue terms of surrender to its enemies. The demands include stop all abortions, no same-sex marriage, no idolatry or occultism, no communism, and must obey biblical law. If the rest of the country refuses
Christian
to...
Christian history is replete with communists. I mean, you know, people who lived in communes and shared things between themselves, that's a communist, and Christianity is full of them.
Well, they want to get rid of them.
I'm not saying I think that communism is a good, you know, system for organization of humans. I think it's a fine idea. It's just the wrong species that you're talking about. But, you know, this guy's nuts.
I haven't seen any evidence that that guy is likely to have a following. I mean, I suppose it's possible, and I just don't know about
somebody
it.
Somebody voted for him. He's a five-term state rep.
That's not a follower,
but,
though.
Yeah, that's not somebody who's going to follow him into battle.
Well, I mean, I don't know how well distributed this particular manual is, but it does say he's been circulating it. The demands, again, here include all those things. If the rest of the country refuses to yield to his terms, the document advocates a final solution of, quote, kill all males. Most of the document.
So I'm good.
Right.
Now it says most of the document veers into the absurd. Under, quote, things for a holy army, unquote, Shay remembers to include circumcision / saved after sacrifice / worship / prayer. Referencing the last civil war, Shay writes in the Holy War how-to manual that, quote, war is not waged against nations but against man. And then in parentheses he writes, no scorched earth or Sherman's march to the sea. Going on, the document was
probably a good idea not to treat your enemy, especially in a civil war situation, terribly. That way, when reconciliation comes along, then I like that. But the rest of it, what do we really? Do Christians really need this?
What, a civil or holy war?
Right. I mean, wouldn't they be better off just moving to concentrating in certain states?
That's a good idea.
Just concentrate in certain states.
There was once upon a time, you remember, Mark, it was like probably a decade ago, the Free State Project, of course, is this migration of libertarians moving to New Hampshire, which has really proven itself as a concept, I think, over time. That's the reason why the three of us are all here, is that migration. But there was once what was called the Christian Exodus Project. And do you remember they actually cribbed all of the language from the Free State Project website?
They did.
And then, like, changed the word to Christian instead of libertarian.
Oh, that's awesome.
And
it was basically, you know, control F,
right.
Libertarian.
Find and replace.
And replace.
Yeah. And they, you know, had their own website, and they
what
chose.
State?
I think it was South Carolina.
It was.
Was the one that they chose. And you know what? Mark, you actually have had a website, not website, but you've got a Facebook page that you've been sort of administering for years on the Move Here projects,
yeah.
All these various different iterations and copycats of the Free State Project concept.
Right.
There have been dozens and dozens of these things over the years.
I've got this article here that I'm going to, you know, pop this up here with the blockchain guy.
But,
yeah.
But it made me wonder, do you remember, did Christian Exodus end? Is it still going? Did they
these
ever move?
These things don't end. They
sometimes they just die off.
Right. Well, they just die off. They just, you know, somebody stops updating the website and,
right.
You know, that's how these go.
I think it ends if it was never a good idea in the first place.
Well,
but this is a good idea. I mean, the Christians should move to the same state. They really should.
Let me change that to it doesn't end if it never caught on in the first place. Like, there was nothing to end.
True. Right. If it never got started.
Yeah.
Then, yeah.
And I think to some extent it's already happening. I mean, Christians tend to be concentrated, you know, in certain states. And
yeah, but they're not happy. there's not enough of a concentration, right? Like, they don't have their Christian state.
They need secession, honestly, if they want to get what they want. Because what this guy's complaint is that the Supreme Court is forcing things like gay marriage and abortion upon his, his theocracy. And the only way to get what he wants is secession.
The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. They do still have a website. More coming up here in moments. We'll talk about it. It's Free Talk Live. Plus, you can join us. Take control of the airwaves, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here we're talking about the idea of sort of deliberate migrations. But that wasn't what we started with. We'll get back into that. There's a state representative in Washington State who is apparently now under FBI investigation for publishing what appears to be a four-page manual. I'm trying to actually pull up the document. I just now found it, according to the Spokesman Reviews. We'll pull that up. But this particular manual is an instruction manual on how to foment a holy war, basically. It's entitled Biblical Basis for War, and we'll get into it here in just a moment. I do want you to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com, and Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, like Applebee's, Domino's, Hotels.com, Nike, Home Depot, and hundreds more, it's now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, you can follow these steps. Go to giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on the screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com. .bitcoin.com. As we continue, I'm Ian.
I'm Laurel.
I'm Mark.
So the story here from businessinsider.com about this state representative Matt Shea, S-H-E-A, Matt Shea from Washington State, has himself a manual for a holy war where they would like, well, not like, they are demanding that their enemies, quote, stop all abortions, no same-sex marriage, no idolatry or occultism, no communism, and they must obey biblical law. If the rest of the country refuses to yield to the terms, the document advocates that all males be killed. Under the...
Those are the ones that are going to fight, so there you go.
The document was leaked to the press by a local libertarian activist named Tanner Rowe, who in a Facebook video called the plan, quote, theocratic BS. Shea replied to Rowe and the Seattle Times in a Facebook video of his own, furiously claiming he wasn't angry over the incident while showing off his historical knowledge by claiming that the Mayflower Compact was a covenant with God to advance Christianity. He said, okay. Adding, quote, the counterstate is working overtime. There are two main counterstates in America, Marxists and Islamists.
Okay. All right.
Have you ever heard that term before? I've never heard counter state. Is that sort of like the deep state? Is that?
I don't think I've heard that term exactly.
I haven't heard the term counter state, no.
He went on to criticize a recent Rolling Stone profile of him as an example of a, quote, Maoist insurgency model. He continued saying, in fact, I've been wanting to do this video for a long time, repeating angrily that he wasn't upset. Yesterday, the Rolling Stone...
that he wasn't upset. I don't know if that's true, but I like the writing.
Yesterday, the Rolling Stone posted an 8,000-word article that was essentially a slander smear piece, a hit piece against me, he says. The Rolling Stone article published last week details Shea's fantasy of creating a 51st state with freedom for guns and ruled by God.
But why a 51st state? Why go on and recreate the wheel when you can... Look, pal, if this is a great idea and you can get enough people to fight a war to do it, then you should be able to get enough people to pick up their lives and move and just find a state that is, sparsely populated and just move there. Just pick up, I don't know, what are you talking about here? Let's see, Wyoming should have about 600,000 people in it.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine some of them already...
They've probably subscribed to this brand of Christianity.
...are some, level of, theocrat. So, move there, go about creating the Wyoming Christian Project, and get on with it.
Or, like, for Jonestown, they just went to another country.
They did.
And built it there. Of course, it failed, but...
They killed themselves.
Yeah.
American Christianity is almost singular, though. I mean, there isn't really somebody out there. There aren't very many people that feel like Americans do about Christianity. So this guy is going to find more, Confederates amongst in this country than he will elsewhere. Yeah, they could move there and try it. Just pick an island and go there. You actually could. He could find any island covered in guano, claim it for the United States, and then just,
Isn't guano poop?
Yes.
What is it poop of?
Bats.
And birds.
That's right.
Okay. Bats and birds. Yeah. Bat guano richer, better. Uh-huh. but you won't find islands
the
covered
good stuff.
In it. Yeah.
Better, is there better nutrients food. In there or something like that?
Yes, it is, it's for fertilizer.
Okay, gotcha.
And I think it can be used for weaponry, too.
That's kind of a weird tangent.
The Rolling Stone article published last week details Shea's fantasy of creating a 51st state with freedom for guns and rule by God. The story goes into depth on Shea's ties to local white nationalist movements.
But does he have any followers? I know people voted for him for the office, but they may not have known what his feelings were about this. So is there any evidence that, like, anybody's
taking him seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I imagine the FBI is trying to answer that question.
The FBI is taking him seriously.
Yeah, right now. So that's, you know, there's the story, or the brief version of the story. As I said, I did pull up the four-page document, which, the plugin is not supported, so maybe I didn't pull. Okay, I can download it here. So we'll take a closer look and see what some of the things are that it says. But let's get back into this Christian exodus, because I think it's a good idea. I am a huge fan of people moving to a place where they can be around more people like them. Now, you can argue that Christians are already well represented in a lot of states in the United States. But, you know, even in places like Utah, there's some frustrations, right? Like, Utah is one of the most conservative of states, and it started with one of these deliberate migrations where the folks from the Church of Mormon, they moved to Utah.
I think it's just called the Church now.
Is that right?
Say that Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but they're dropping the term Mormon.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, they usually call themselves LDS, which is drives me crazy because those are my initials. Are you LDS? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, the idea of this migration worked. It worked for the Mormons. They created a very conservative place to live, but they're kind of losing their grip, right? Like, there's, you know, they still have to kind of let everybody in, and that's diluting the, you know, the very Mormon ethos, if you will, in that particular state.
Well, so, it must feel very much like that. What's that saying? That hard times create resourceful men. Resourceful men create great society. Good times. Good times create lax men. Lax men create hard times.
Right.
You know, like, it must feel so much like that.
The hard times are setting in.
The Mormons are the only religion, have the distinction of being the only Christian religious group in America that fought a war against this country.
Mm.
I mean, these people faced hard times, and that's the reason that part of their whole theological ethos is to store food. They're ready for the next one.
Yeah.
These are...
It happened once, it can happen again. Right?
Yeah, and I'm not saying the ones of today. These are probably the lax men of which they're speaking. But these at one point were the resourceful men that hard times had made. And I can see why people don't want that to go away. The Mongols, and I love pointing this out because I think it's a great point. The Saracen people, the Mongols, these horse rider people, they used to send their young nobles out to the plains to be raised like peasants so that they would be tougher.
We're going to continue here. Your thoughts are welcome if you want to join us. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. How do you feel about the idea of Christians picking up and moving to one state where they can really have the kind of theocratic state that they want? It's Free Talk Live.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former President Obama spoke at a rally in Gary, Indiana. He's aiming to energize Democratic voters to the polls.
When you vote, you can be a check on bad behavior. When you vote, You can choose hope over fear.
Meanwhile, President Trump spoke at a rally in Georgia. Earlier, he told reporters at the White House he's feeling optimistic.
With so many people in Congress, with so many people in the House, it's very hard to make those steps. But I've made a number. I think we're going to do well in the House. I think we're going to do really well in the Senate. And there is something going on out there.
Democratic Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen tells NBC his party does have a chance.
We do have a narrow path to a Senate Democratic majority. It's a narrow path.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Also, our Discord on-air call-in line rooms are open and available to you. There are four of them right there at the top of our Discord server. Hop on in over at discord.lrn.fm. And your family and your property are precious. One of the ways you can help protect them is with the Blink Home Security System. Blink Protect. .com/FTLs, where you can go to get a discount on your Blink gear, which, by the way, you can get a Blink camera system starting at less than $100 at blinkprotect.com/FTL. Amazon liked the Blink product so much, they bought the entire company, and so now Blink works with Alexa. Plus, there's no contracts and no subscriptions, and these are wireless cameras, which means it's super easy to set these things up. Because if you've ever installed any kind of home security system with wires, it's a huge pain. I hired people to do it because I don't know what the heck I'm doing with all that kind of homemaking, home construction stuff. So I hired the professionals. This one I could do by myself. I just unboxed the cameras, put the batteries in, and then put the camera up wherever I wanted. It's no problem. There's only one wire in the entire system. That's the AC plug for the hub that you have to plug into the wall. That's right. It.
Anybody can plug something into the wall.
Right, that's it. And then everything else is configured via your Wi-Fi-enabled device. Super simple. And then you can check in via your smartphone wherever it is that you are. As long as you've got internet access, you've got a link to your home, and it'll send you clips of what's going on in front of the cameras during the time frames you specify. It's completely configurable by you. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. All right, so I've got this document here. So this is a four-page. And it's not a manual as much as it is just an outline Basically, it's just four pages of, like, bullet points, A through, you know, E, 1 through 11, that kind of thing. And essentially, let me see if I can give you a few excerpts here. So initially, the first section here is the biblical basis for war. He says, number one, God is a warrior. Number two, when is the time for war? When God says it's time.
Okay, so God's a warrior. There's no substantiation for that. I guess it's just bullet points, right?
Yeah, right. He's not citing anything.
Declarative statements. Right.
No citations here whatsoever.
The church existed for 1,000 years as a pacifist organization.
Mm.
Admittedly,
times have changed. Apparently,
it became an a seat of power. I mean, they essentially were Europe's emperors, and so at that point, they then have, and they want that Holy Land back. They wanted it back really bad. And so they kept sending troops over there and giving out dispensations and these kinds of things. And in the process, they became a warlike organization.
Number three, fight to win so you don't have to fight again, he says. And then they go on.
That works, historically.
More detail. I guess there are a few times in here where he does cite some Bible passages, but many of these statements are completely uncited. The next section on page two is the rules of war. He wants to appoint captains of tens, fifties, hundreds, and thousands, conduct a census of all able-bodied males, avoid bloodshed if possible. So that's...
Seems a little inconsistent with the rest of it.
That's good.
Nobody wants to kill off the people that agree with them. A little while to agree. Fine.
Basically, if people surrender, you don't have to kill them. Is that what it is?
Yeah, because the next part, right after the avoid bloodshed part, is that they will make an offer of peace before declaring war, which is where they give their terms of stop all abortions, no same-sex marriage, no idolatry or occultism, no communism, and must obey biblical law. So presumably people aren't going to agree with that, in which case then he's saying it's time to start the killing, is again what this one of the reasons why he's being investigated by the FBI.
I'm curious as to what kind of idolatry he's talking about.
You mean like worshiping the flag? You think that would count?
I suspect it would not. Not to his mind.
Yeah, I bet you're right.
I just don't know what particular idolatry he's referring to, because I think that if you just, like, you know, tell the American people, all right, there'll be no idolatry or we're going to invade. All right, fine. We'll won't do idolatry, because we don't know what you're talking about.
He wants you to know that you should only cut down non-food trees necessary for supplies. That's very important. It gets crazier as it goes on, and it gets disjointed.
You got to get into the minutia. I mean, yeah. Once you have your broad strokes in place, now we have to get the details put up here. And so I see a detail, but I'm not exactly sure why.
Do not attack or kill productive citizens. They are your base of support after the enemy is defeated.
Okay, and the enemy is non-productive. We know that much.
So then he gets into part G here, the law of booty, which is not as dirty as it sounds. part one here, or part I, half goes to those who fought. Two, half went to those who didn't. Three, divide evenly to the individuals. Each gives tribute to the Lord. One, tithe to church and ministry. Two, none to government, removes temptation to fight. Three, may use your part to give to those who helped. Four, commanders receive the same portion. If a greater portion, then they would have received, then they would have an incentive to fight. Did that make any sense whatsoever?
No.
Imagine he's got some system in mind there. I mean, like, these are notes to him, I think.
He allegedly was circulating this.
Okay, then it better come with a speech.
So, going on here, so it's page three, biblically dealing with tyranny. Now, this is going to get pretty interesting here. So,
who is he circulating it to?
Presumably his supporters. Okay. It was found by a libertarian activist, and the libertarian actually released this publicly, which was what caused all the stir.
So, did he think she was one of his supporters?
We don't know who it's identified who the activist is, who the person, I think it was a male libertarian, because there aren't very many females and the name looked male. But regardless, the person who did release this did put some sort of YouTube video up, so maybe they would explain how they came across it in that video, but that's not addressed in the news story. So here's this guy's opinions about tyranny, and he claims this is biblically dealing with tyranny. Part A. Tyranny is never a divinely appointed means of government.
says the guy who wants to wage a war in order to implement a theocracy.
See, part B explains this, Mark. B says a tyrant is someone who rules without God. So as long as God's on your side,
that's convenient.
Then everything you do as the ruler is, well, God's rule. God's law.
The good news is that God's been on the side of people who have fought rebellions and wars and oppressions throughout history.
Well, everybody thinks God's on their side, right?
Right. That's
well, yeah, this is, I mean, a lot of groups say this. It's all right when we do bad things because God or because history is on our side or it's the right thing to do or whatever. Yeah.
Tyranny, he says, is not a lawful form of government. Well,
because God, which is his ideas, is not on the side of... This is the ramblings of an idiot.
Yes, and there's a lot of rambling in here that I'm actually not going to share with you, but it's mostly rambling, it's mostly disjointed and hard to follow it. But regardless, the FBI apparently is taking this somewhat seriously, and they are investigating this person.
Can't say I'm the FBI's biggest fan, but good.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of a lot of what they do, but if they're actually investigating somebody who's advocating for violence, I think that's one of the few things that they, if they're going to exist, that they should be doing.
Well, it sounds like he needs a psych eval.
Yeah, unfortunately, he is a state representative and likely is.
We can't do that for elected officials.
So the toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's see, just kind of scanning through here. Warrior Priests, Section 4. This is page 4. And then, so again, just very disjointed. Warrior Priest Section A, living sacrifice. B, intercession through prayer and action. C, Adam was told to tend and guard. I mean, so just, again, lots of biblical, it goes on for five more sections.
Yeah, if you're using Adam as the basis of your theology, I mean, this is clearly just a story, right? Adam and Eve?
Yeah.
Of all the things in the Bible that you can pretty much get people to agree was just a story, Adam and Eve, number one, Noah's Ark, number two.
But there are the literalists who really believe every single story in the Bible.
There are.
They are actual fact.
There are.
This may be one of them. He may be one of them. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the cryptocurrency, I guess, oasis in Nevada that's being constructed. Plus, will the Christians actually move to the same state and really have a chance? It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You to join us here on our live Sunday edition. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to comment on a Washington state representative who apparently wants to start and foment a holy war in the United States, I guess the enemy in that war would be anybody who doesn't agree with his theocratic government ideas, where he wants to
also non-productive people
literally force those ideas down other people's throats with violence, possibly killing those who don't go along with him.
That's not literally.
If you want to, okay. If you want to comment, you're welcome to do that. Again, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. And I suggested, or Mark, I think you actually suggested this. I support it. The idea that Christians who want a theocratic state really ought to just go ahead and move to the same place. Just go ahead and pick a state and have a bunch of Christians who want theocracy to move to that place and go ahead and set it up.
But as you pointed out, the Supreme Court would still try to stop them from doing certain things.
They may, well, which would, you know, again, require them to likely secede from the United States, and fully support them on that.
I did mention Wyoming. And I think that Wyoming would be a poor choice if you were looking at secession because, well,
it's in the middle.
It's in the middle, right? It's hard to get there.
Yeah, that's true. But either way, pick a state, move there, and there's no doubt you're going to have an impact, as many migrations have. Of course, the hippies moved to Vermont in the 70s, and they had a huge impact.
Vermont is on the border, and it's the second least populous state.
But it's full of communists. They're not going to move there.
However, it is already one of the least church states in the Union.
And it's full of communists who are actually pretty gun-friendly in Vermont. So you don't want to move there if you're looking to actually have a successful, you know, Christian exodus migration.
I'm just trying to come up with, you get the idea, least populous, and having some kind of border with a foreign country sounds like good ideas.
They could probably do South Carolina because even though it doesn't border another country, it does have a coast.
And a very large port.
And they did have the Christian Exodus Project did choose South Carolina, but it doesn't appear that anything has come out of that project. Their website, while it still has the same logo that it once had, with basically a picture of South Carolina with a cross in the middle, glowing cross. It now just has photos. There's not even an about this site. You can't get any information about what Christian Exodus is or was. All it says here is South Carolina, first in secession, never surrendered, forsake the empire, seek the kingdom, and then there's five pictures. And that's it.
That's,
so it's basically a dead
ghost town.
It's a dead project. Let's go to James in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, James.
Exactly what is the legal precedent or blockage to requesting psychiatric examination of prospective elected officials?
I don't think that there's precedent. I don't imagine that there's precedent or you know.
I think it was a joke.
Yeah. What I would say is, right, is that it's probably just really difficult to do. These people claim to be our betters.
Yep, and they would no doubt, at the very least, take it away from public inspection and so forth under the general label of doctor examination or whatever. Next thing, though, this concept of declaring a war against the opposite side of the coin there. That apparently is what we are faced with and from the Muslim world, is it not?
No.
I don't feel like any Muslims have declared war on me.
Not at all.
That's what they keep saying. It's the holy war.
Who's they, sir? There's a lot of Muslims out there in the world. So what? When you say they, who are you talking about?
Well, it's depending on what part of the world you're in and whether or not they did anything yesterday.
Okay, that didn't answer my question. So what you might be referring to are the so-called radical Islamic Muslims.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
What percentage of Muslims do you believe are radical?
Well, they rarely gather to be counted in standard inspection or anything like that. They're by nature underground.
Okay, but I didn't.
I agree with some of what you're saying here. That there's what that radical Christian was describing is similar to some things we see from radical crazy people in other religions, including Islam.
Right.
So it's not just
Christianity. No doubt they tried to set up a caliphate.
Right. Now, before we get all unhinged and start getting the bug out bags out of the closet and stuff, stop and think a minute. Let him leave this stuff on the net. Let the discussion about this concept continue. Just it doesn't need to develop much more other than perhaps some signage and hats and shirts and what have you. And just let them know that they're going to declare holy war on us. They better watch who they're doing.
I don't think this guy, he hasn't mentioned Muslims by name by any stretch. I mean,
oh, of course not. No.
Okay.
He won't mention anybody by name because that invites the problem.
You're presuming
that
he wants to fight. Hold on. Wait a second. He specifically says abortion in this. And Muslims are, you know, conservative Muslims feel the same about abortion as and homosexuality, another thing he mentions, as conservative Christians do. As a matter of fact, conservative Muslims and conservative Christians feel exactly the same way on just about
almost
everything. Except each other's religions. I mean, they are remarkably similar. Islam is an offshoot of
the Abrahamic religion.
Jesus is mentioned in the Quran.
Oh, not just mentioned, but a lot.
I don't think this guy's talking about Islam.
No, and I don't know if that's what he's saying, James. You weren't suggesting that the state representative from Washington State was intending to have a holy war against Muslims, were you?
State representative from Washington State is the author of this piece?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a state representative from Washington State, and I had his name up here a moment ago. It is Matt Shea, who has is circulated a four-page document about a holy war.
He's
a state representative. He's a five-term state representative.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's more interested in going to war against people who don't agree on things like abortion and communism and
He's a culture warrior. I mean, you know, they've got a term for this. It's like they're out to get us and destroy our way of life, you know?
Yes,
they are.
Sounds like he's making war against the rest of contiguous United States rather than the Muslim world.
That's correct.
Absolutely.
That's correct.
It's because the Muslim world isn't a threat to you, and he understands that. I mean, I would ask you this. Who takes money from you every single day, every week, every year? And it's a form of government. You're being robbed by the locals while you're worried about somebody beheading somebody halfway around the world. That's the trick. They'll watch the Bernie while they put for your pockets.
But have you looked around your community lately? How many places of worship are there operating?
Are you asking about Muslims?
Variety. Muslims, Orientals, various representations.
Well, actually, I helped set up the mosque here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Okay.
So I don't understand the point of your question.
Well, what do you think of their politics and their general thought process?
Okay, here's the thing. Okay. Yes, I actually have. I've read the entire Quran while I was in jail for civil disobedience. I read the thing from cover to cover. And I've done some research and have studied with a couple of Muslims as well. So I know a thing or two about it. I'm not going to claim to be an expert or anything like that, but I probably know more than your average talking head on Fox News.
Chances are good if somebody says, I've got this verse out of the Quran and I know something about the Quran. Ian knows more than that person.
There's a chance.
Tell me something.
Yes.
I believe it was another holy book, not the Quran or the Bible, but something suggested that adherents should not suffer Christians to live. Who was that?
That's definitely not the Muslims, because Muslims lived in tandem with Christians and Jews for a very long time and peacefully, in very nearby within the same cities as Christians and Jews. In fact, I was actually talking with Vincent from Questioning Authority about this last night, and James, thanks for the call tonight. And you touched on this, Mark. The differences between Islam and Christianity are very slight.
Vanishingly.
There's really only one difference. And I'm boiling everything down here, right, into the main difference between the two religions, and that is the Quran came about as essentially a correction to from God, a message through the angel Gabriel.
Some lunatic's correction to the Bible.
Correcting the Bible, saying, yeah, you guys got this whole Trinity thing wrong. There's just one of me. I'm just one God. That's really all it is.
Unitarian position.
That's really all the difference is. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.